This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sam and Avon Lake has the honor, question mark, of being the first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play this game and give Alyssa a loss to kick off this new year. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, five trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly between the two of you will win the game. Unless it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Sam, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. In what month do we celebrate Memorial Day?
May.
Question two. It's a type of carpet. It's also a type of cat.
Persian.
Question three. What president resigned, leading to Gerald Ford becoming the 38th president of the United States?
Taft.
Question four. What popular book series had its first title changed from the Philosopher's Stone in the UK to the Sorcerer's Stone in the United States?
Harry Potter.
Final question. The abbreviation for the state of Maine is what? Two letters.
M-E.
Sam, very good.
Thank you.
Four questions correct out of five.
All right.
What question did you miss? How many will Alyssa miss, if any? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet our first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026. It's Sam and Avon Lake.
Good morning, Sam.
Happy New Year, Alyssa.
Happy New Year.
Sam just did very well to begin this new year. He went 4 out of 5.
All right. A strong start to 2026.
So Alyssa needs 4 questions correct just to tie Sam. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question one. In what month do we celebrate Memorial Day?
May.
Question two. It's a type of carpet. It's also a type of cat.
A type of cat?
Yes, ma'am.
A shag? I don't know.
Have you heard of a shag cat
no,
before?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm like, I can't think of any other types of rugs.
It would be a Persian cat.
Got it. Okay.
And carpet.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
Question three. What president resigned, leading to Gerald Ford becoming the 38th president of the United States?
Well, if this is any indication of how my year is going, I am in for quite a ride. I have no idea.
Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Shame on both of you. Richard Nixon.
I don't think Richard Nixon would be upset that I didn't know that. Okay. I don't think he would be offended.
Well, not in the state he's in now.
No.
Question four. And you need both of these, right? No.
No, I lost already.
Do you know what just happened?
I already lost. That's why I said, if this is any indication of how my year is going, then wow.
I totally forgot how to play this game in the last 2 weeks. Question four. What popular book series had its first title changed from the Philosopher's Stone in the UK to the Sorcerer's Stone in the US?
Harry Potter.
That one's correct. And the abbreviation for the state of Maine is what? Two letters.
M-N?
M-N is incorrect. M-N would be what, Sam? Do you know M-N?
Minnesota.
Yeah, MN is Minnesota. ME is Maine. Alyssa only got 2 correct today.
We don't need to talk about it.
Out of 5. Sam smoked her.
Yes, he did. Good game, Sam.
Good game, Alyssa.
Nice job, Sam. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, and you have the distinction of being our first contestant of Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2026.
And our first winner.
And we'll always remember you for that. Always.
Well, hopefully the trend continues and you know, Alyssa, her streak ended in 2025. So
that's the spirit. Love it.
My name is Sam, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Kristen in Lorain is here. Kristen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So Alyssa has not won this game yet in 2026. She lost earlier this morning. Let's see if we can give her another loss here this morning. Kristen, thank you so much for listening. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you're going to win. If she does the same to you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Kristen?
I'm ready.
Complete this phrase. Where there's smoke, there's blank.
Fire.
Question 2. This city is associated with grunge in the early 90s.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'll pass that one. I really have no clue.
Just guess a city.
A city? New York City.
Question 3. It's the German word for a noisy ghost or a spirit.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that one either.
All right, let's try 4. The smallest in a litter of puppies is known as the what?
The runt of the litter, I think.
Final question. If you had conjunctivitis, that would be terrible. But you would tell people you had what?
Pink eye.
All right, Kristen, you did pretty well. You got 3.
Really? Wow, cool. That's so much better than I thought.
3 out of 5. Will 3 out of 5 be enough to beat Alyssa a second time this morning? We're about to find out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next on Q104. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned. Kristen in Lorain is trying to give Alyssa her second loss of 2026.
Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, good morning.
How'd it go?
Not too bad.
Okay.
She went 3 out of 5.
Not bad at all.
So Alyssa needs 3 questions correct to tie Kristen. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question 1. Complete this phrase. Where there's smoke, there's blank.
Fire.
Question 2. This city is associated with grunge in the early 90s.
Seattle.
Seattle. Is the city we were looking for there, Kristen?
Darn.
Question 3. It's the German word for a noisy ghost or a spirit.
A poltergeist?
A poltergeist is correct. That's 3. Alyssa gets the tie. Question 4. The smallest in a litter of puppies is known as the what?
The runt.
The runt of the litter is correct. If you had conjunctivitis, that would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you would tell people you had what?
Pink eye.
Pink eye is correct. Well.
Got my groove back. Look at that.
Dang.
Alyssa wins for the first time in 2026.
Good game, Kristen.
Good job. That was a good one.
That was a good game.
Kristen, thank you so much. We have some fantastic prizes for you.
Sweet. Thank you. My name is Kristen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.